Hey everybody, and welcome back to another season of 80s Horror Films, season 3. Are you Rebecca Reinhardt is my co-host. How are you doing, Rebecca?
Yeah, I'm 3 years older and 3 years farther away from the 80s than we were when we
I know,
started.
right? 3 years later, like three,
Yeah, that's
oh
kind of sad.
man, it was started in 2020, so it was 30 years, and now it's like,
Well, I just had this realization for whatever reason on my way home from work. I just realized I graduated college 25 years ago.
oof.
Thank you,
When did I
everybody.
graduate? Good God. 23 years ago.
You don't want to count anymore. Like, there's just a
Yeah,
certain
after a
point
while
where you
you're
just
just
go, it was a
like,
long time ago.
it's funny. I had my high school reunion. My 20-year high school reunion was 2020. So that didn't really work. They were trying to figure out something because I was getting like messages from everybody. Like, hey, we're doing this, we're doing this. And I was like, and it was like Zoom and stuff. I was like, no.
Oh, yeah,
Like, I
true.
if I want to do that,
But
I'll just meet up with you guys like that. Like, personally, I'll just, but I'm like,
if I
no.
want to talk to somebody I went to high school with, I'll talk to them.
Yeah,
And they're very
if
few
I'm
and
gonna, I
far
want to meet
between.
them again. Like, I want to see them in person. I don't want to see them on Zoom. Nobody really wants to. I mean, other than doing reviews like we are on Zoom right now. We love Zoom, but it's just no, I don't want to do that. But anyway, the point is, yeah, it's 2020 was then, and then so, and that was, I mean, we started the show through, 3 years ago, and we were
Jesus
sort of,
Christ.
we weren't
Jesus.
thinking that this would actually,
Nobody
the show would actually continue to go on for as long as it did,
Hey, we've got a lot of 80s horror movies to talk about. Like this little gold nugget that Moody picked out.
which I didn't even know if you'd seen, honestly. I figured you'd seen it because you've seen more of the 80s stuff than I probably even have, but like, I mean, I don't know, sometimes when it's a slasher, so I figured, but I wasn't sure.
Well, okay, so usually I have a very definitive answer for this. So the movie we are talking about today is Phantom of the Mall,
Eric's
colon,
Revenge.
Eric's Revenge, which is kind of stupid. We'll get into that. I was like, I've never seen this because I always see it and I think it's pa Phantom of the Paradise, which I've never seen that, but that's just like that's a like a rock opera kind of thing, and that's not my thing. So I kind of see that and associate it, and then I realize, oh no, it's not that. It's a really silly 80s take on Phantom of the Opera, and then I avoid
In a
it
mall.
again. Right. So I just walked in going, I've never seen this movie. And I still don't know if I've seen this movie before this watch, because there are so many things that you see in a million movies. So first of all, we have the oh, so sure, Oaks Galleria. If you have watched a movie in the 80s, you've definitely seen this mall ad nauseum. And in fact, when I was watching in the beginning
It
in
was
Morgan
Valley Girl, right?
Fairchild's
Valley Girl had it too,
Valley
right?
Girl, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Chopping Mall, Night of the Comet, like pretty
Jesus
much,
Christ.
and yeah, these people
It's the
they let
80s mall, I guess.
right, and they had a good relationship with the studios, and they would let them use the mall after
Could you
hours
just
to film.
imagine just being a regular person and wanting to go to a freaking mall and you can't because it's just every day it's being filmed?
Well, they would have to do it after hours.
Oh, okay.
So, but they were, I guess the people were super cool about just, after they shut down, you could have full rein, obviously. But like the little thing at the beginning where Morgan Fairchild has like the big fanfare or whatever, I didn't go back to look, but I swear, like that's even the exact like landing they used for like the introduction of the Killbots when they did their big fanfare in that in Chopping Mall. And so I'm like, okay, I thought I'd seen it. Then I was like, well, no, I didn't see it. I
I
think
saw
I
you
just
saw
think
something
thinking Chopping
similar
Mall.
to it, yeah.
I just saw a million movies here. And then that girl, Kari Wuerr, which I know her only from one thing. I know she's done other stuff, but I only know her as the sidekick on the MTV game show Remote Control. But throughout the movie, I kept thinking she was Renee Estevez. So it kept thinking of Intruder. We've got, this. We've got kind of after hours store stuff, and she looks a lot like Renee Estevez. So then every time I had that, like, oh, I saw this, like, well, no, maybe I'm thinking Intruder. But her, when she had her weird sex dreams, that did like, I was like, I feel like I might have seen this. And that was the only time that I.
I
But
think
the bad
you're
guy with
wrong
the
with the name.
earrings.
I think you're wrong with the name. I don't think it's Carrie Wuerr, because there's only Kimber Sissons and there's Carrie Whitman.
I'm pretty sure that's her.
Is she in it? Brink Stevens is in it.
I might be wrong, but whoever that girl
Brink
is,
Stevens has a little, scene in
I don't
it.
remember that.
Yeah,
But
she was
I all I re all I remember is the one girl. She looked a lot like Renee Estevez. Kind of had that, like, she's really pretty, but let's mouse her up a little
Right.
bit. Look, so I still don't know if I saw this before, but obviously if I did, it didn't make a huge impression on me.
Yeah.
But I actually had kind of a lot of fun with it this time. Or the first time. I don't know.
Yeah. It was so it was the first time that I saw it, and I bought it from Arrow, and I was so excited because I think I'd been wanting to see it, And then I watched it, I was like, oh man, this would be perfect for 80s horror. Because it's 1989, so it's December of 1989 that it got released. So it is so close to be technically 90s, 90s horror, but it's late 80s, which is pretty cool.
And you're right, it is Carrie, it's Carrie Whitman, not Carrie Wuerr. But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I didn't recognize who she was at all anyway. Oh, and you know what? It's really funny. She actually was on two episodes of Silk Stockings with
Nice.
Rob Estes. Oh my
Oh
God.
God. Well, speaking of which, also Kelly Rutherford is in the
Yeah.
movie. She plays sales girl, which was she had like a small little part,
Yeah.
but she was also in Melrose Place with Rob Estes. So
Arrestus. Yeah.
it's or Estes or Estes.
I always said Estes. I don't
Okay,
know.
I don't know.
I've
I'd have
loved him
to.
since Silk Stockings.
I you know I
Oh.
loved. Well, I started watching doing a once I got back from LA, I started missing it, so I wanted to watch Melrose Place again.
Oh.
And I never finished like the last season, but I wanted to watch it from the beginning again. So I watched it from first season all the way to the seven, the end of the seventh. And I'm watching it going, like Rob was one of my favorite characters in the movie, or he played one of my favorite characters in the movie and or show. And so in this movie, he it's really nice to see because you don't really see him in many movies. You see him a lot more TV than you do
TV,
movies, So,
Well, I mean, considering I think it was around the same time, within a year or two of this, he also did the horror movie Uninvited. For
yeah.
anybody who has not seen that, I would recommend it. Do not watch The Uninvited. That's a different movie. Uninvited is a movie about some people, including Rob Estes, who go on a yacht and they bring a cat who has been subjected to weird experiments, and this monster comes out of the cat to kill people.
That was I believe that was like Red
Oh,
Letter Media did a thing on it, and
probably.
and it was like they showed it, and I was like, oh my God, that looks so
Yeah.
awesome. I would
Yes.
watch that.
It's actually great.
Yeah, but the Uninvited is actually a really good movie. The
That's a totally different movie, and somebody was
yeah,
saying something
so
about, oh, I'm gonna
it's
watch Uninvited, and I'm like, are you gonna watch The Uninvited or Uninvited? Because there's a that THE really changes stuff.
I remember I came up with my title for my TV show, The Invited, and people kept saying like the uninvited. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
no. Well, I mean, it was a ghost show, but it was nothing to do with like So anyway, it was kind of funny.
But we also have Ken Foree, I think is how you say his name.
Ken Foree or Foree, yeah, Foree.
Foree, whatever. Indiana boy. Whoop whoop, right? Indiana boy, it made
Is
it
he?
big in horror. Yeah. He is, and so is, so I don't remember what her name is. And she was in Dawn of the Dead too. Gail Rosenbloom. At one point was her name. She Alexis Dubin was what she was in Madman. They're both from Indiana, so that's
Oh,
kind of funny.
nice. Good. Well,
Yeah,
you gotta have your
leave it to
Indiana
me to
peeps
make
out there.
some kind of dumb thing. Now I'm going to be thinking of that hot tub scene in Madman. And then we also had, well, I already said Morgan Fairchild, who was like, she was like the 80s personified. Oh my God, that is like, she's so awesome. But we also have Tom, and I'm going to say it wrong, Fridley or Fridley, I don't know, from
Friedley,
Friday.
Friedley, yeah, I don't know.
From Friday, part six.
Yeah.
And he essentially plays the same character.
Pretty
Dope,
much.
dopey guy with holes in jeans.
Yep. We have Derek Rydall, as Eric, you know. And you know, he was in Popcorn as Mark in Popcorn, which is a movie that I want to do for 90s horror films at some point. That's a classic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Oh, yeah.
everybody talks about that. He was also in Death Wish 4, The Crackdown, as the kid
Ooh.
with long hair.
Oh,
He was one of the writers of Beethoven's Big Break. And
one of the lesser known.
I
Ooh, he
did.
was on an episode of Mr. Belvedere, too.
Was also a writer of Power Rangers Wild Force. He wrote 8 episodes of that. He was on Mr. Belvedere, and he's in an after school special, of course, because you know all
I
kid
mean, it's
all
the eight,
actors.
it's the 80s, right? Because
Yeah.
right, basically this encompasses, it was the 80s. You were either in an after-school special, you were in a horror movie, or you were on soaps, and pretty much everybody in this movie
Was on one of those things at
has those
least.
things.
So the one he was on for an after school special was one called A Question About Sex, starring Tracy Gold.
Oh, man.
Talk about 80s. Oh Lord. And
Oh, that
and
is.
Cindy Pickett.
Oh, and
Oh Lord.
I do have to say though, like this, there are a few scenes in this movie that are more 80s than anything you'll ever see. Like
Absolutely.
I love anything. Like I'm really a big fan of the after hours in a store movie, like the
Right.
Initiation, Chopping Mall's one of them, like, you know, where it's like they're there after hours, maybe because they're supposed to or not supposed to be, but you know, you got the
Like, or
shrouding
maybe
and
they're doing
everything.
like inventory or something they're
Yeah,
not
like
supposed to be doing.
Intruder, like they're working. It's not like they're not supposed to be there. But so this one is, there's a little bit of downtime, but it's mostly like they're in the mall when it's open. And boy, oh boy, the nostalgia that you get from that if you are a child of the 80s. And you know, knowing this isn't just some kind of set that somebody made. I mean, this is an actual mall, and they're like going by the B. Dalton and the KB Toy Store.
Well,
And there must be a pet store somewhere in the
yeah,
mall for him to
probably.
find a king cobra.
Exactly. So and we never see that, but we don't need to because, you know, it
I
didn't
don't want to
matter.
know where he got the goddamn
Yeah.
snake.
So from what I've understood, the writers of it, the two original writers who wrote the spec script, you know, that ended up getting made, but it ended up not getting. It's not the movie because I did some like I watched the behind the scenes, and what happened was the two writers, you know, had written it, sent it off. The producers started coming in, and then producers were like, "Yeah, I don't, you know, we don't need these guys. We're gonna get hire our own guy to rewrite it." And he freaking hired a writer who at the time was not a name. You know, he was the what was his name? Robert King. Do you know that name?
No.
You might have heard of a few things he's done.
I probably have. Yes.
He's created a little TV show called Evil. It's on TV right now. He's created another
Oh, The
show,
Good Wife.
The Good Wife,
Okay.
Vertical Limit, Cutthroat Island, Speechless with I believe that's with Michael Keaton, if I'm correct. Yep. Clean Slate with Dana Carvey. Now that was the end of his like starting to like make bad sort of baddish movies like that in Cutthroat Island. Then he started actually, I guess, getting bigger, better things.
Into
Vertical
TV.
Limit, you know. But yeah, he did
So I do have a
Dragon.
question because I did not know this. So how was the movie different? Like, was it always Phantom of the Opera? Like
Yes,
Phantom,
that was
right?
always that was there. You know,
Okay.
but things like from what the writers had talked about, like some of the things that got changed were like the whole surveillance scene where he's watching everybody, they did not put that in there and they did not like that. You know, they were.
So we were watching this Monday night, and you know, like I watch a shit ton of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Tracks, and I've almost converted Rob into
doing their own version.
I was drawn to MST3K. I actually cried the first time I watched that movie because that's the way I watch movies. The first time I saw that show in the 90s, I was like, oh my God, these people are making money doing the way that I watch movies.
Right.
But we're watching the movie, you know, and they have the Statler and Waldorf kind of talk. And they get to the scene you're talking about with the CCTV. And Rob's like, well, that's amazing CCTV for 1980s. I mean, and it's like, it's all like full color with sound and full movement. There's like no like frame rate like issues or anything on these
Right.
little monitors. It's like, yeah, those are really, you probably don't even have those cameras now in most businesses.
Exactly. Like it was very professionally done for
yeah,
but you know,
but I
that
yeah I
mall
thought
was supposed to be like top of the line
that
mall, I
is
think.
true, you know, and it is Morgan Fairchild, but it, yeah, that was really. And I'm kind of talking more about the one where he's like, where they're watching, you know, they're watching at the restaurant and stuff. But yeah, where they're changing in the changing room, which I'm sorry, but that's not how women change in a changing room. There are doors and we generally use them.
Well, I was thinking more like also he has stuff in his like lair, you know, which is another thing. There was no lair for the killer in the Phantom of the
Really?
Opera in the original script. So that got changed into like, and I sort of get it for this movie that there had to be a place where he lived, you know, and stuff. If he lived in the mall, he had to have his little place and he had to whatever. But I think that wasn't in the script. There was a, it was a completely
I
different
mean, he
script
did.
in a way.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do with air ducts, so I get that. Although
Yeah.
those were some really roomy air ducts.
Yeah.
I was like, how big is this freaking mall?
And then the writers didn't even know like it was being filmed at the time. Like they weren't contacted about anything. They weren't asked to come in and punch anything up. They weren't whatever. They just were sort of all of a sudden, oh, okay, the movie's getting filmed right now. Like I bet they read it in the trades or something, you know.
It happens.
And it sucks for writers sometimes because, you know, especially if you really, you know, because the original thing was a movie called The Mall. That's what it was just called. And it was not Phantom of the Mall. It was just a serial killer inside a mall and stuff.
Okay.
And then that became later the two writers who sort of, one of them was one of the story writers. Another writer came in and they go, let's, you know, we've never done, there's never been a Phantom of the Opera in the mall. You know, that could be cool. Because the idea is like, where can you set a horror film that's, you know, directed toward teenagers that hasn't been done yet? The mall, you know, at that.
Right.
Like
So what are you going to do? You're going to rehash an idea that's already been around for 100 years.
Right. Exactly. So why not? But, you know, but putting them together, that was supposed to be the original.
I think the concept of it was pretty cool, though. I mean, like the whole idea, I mean, you know, like, and so Rob, so for you who don't know, that's my fiance, you probably figured that out. But he is like a lifelong Phantom of the Opera fan. He is like, he'll go out in the garage and just
You know what?
play
I
like
can
the
see that for
musical
Rob.
and
I
just
just
howl
can't.
at the moon and just whatever. Like his dad was very into, you know, he grew up
Like,
in Boston. His
he's
dad was
like,
into the theater and he took him, you know, to see these things.
you know,
But
I feel like Rob, in a way, is a Lon Chaney of the 2000s, in a way. So, like, I could see that, you know? Like, I get
I'll
it.
tell him you said that. He might appreciate that one.
I
But
hope so, because I
he,
love the dude.
so he kind of walked in going, oh, they're trying to do Phantom, whatever. But like, I mean, he was watching it and like, oh, okay. So like the air ducts, there's catacombs, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know, he was saying was pretty, you know, pretty spot on to the story. I
Right.
think where they kind of failed is maybe they shouldn't have, because I really don't feel like this girl would be such a bitch to him once she realizes who he is.
Well, okay.
I think
I
that
sort of
should have
got
been
that, but I
changed up
sort
a
of
little bit.
like, I got the whole idea of like, she's kind of, she grieved his death. She thought he was dead. She's lived with that, like, I'm sorry. Like, I feel terrible, you know, like, and everything. But it's been like, what, a year or whatever?
A year, and she is young.
And
So
she's
that, I
young,
mean,
and she's met this young, strapping guy who.
And who wouldn't just dump whoever they're with for Rob Estes? Come
Right.
on.
So, like, I sort of, I get, but I do agree that it went a little too like mean, like, I don't like you, get away from me. Because like he was doing everything he could to protect her and to, you know, I mean, he was killing off people that he shouldn't be killing off, but that's part of almost every slasher. We just we watched a movie, reviewed a movie for IFC that I can't mention because it hasn't come, you know, hasn't come out yet, and it's not gonna come out till July. But we watched a slasher, and the big problem was the killer was killing off people that had nothing to do with what his agenda, right? So it was like the people that he was part of his agenda, he was killing off, but also other people. And that becomes my, like, I agree with Paul on this, because Paul always says that is a problem, because then it makes you not, you know, like the movie, because you're like, okay, so this person just doesn't care then, right? And I thought the whole
But you know, the people he was killing, they were like doing random bad things, and maybe he was thinking, okay, they'll do those things to her. Like, he was almost being like the moral compass of them all.
Right. You know, I get, and there was times where he was protecting his girl, like when the guy was attacking his girl, and he came in there and killed the guy and chopped his fucking head off with, you know, like,
that was nice.
That was my favorite death. Like,
and
that guy
by far
actually
my favorite.
Loves that death, by the way. He talked about that in the making of. Like, that's his favorite death.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if we go back to like the origin of the story too, one of the confusions that I had. So it just starts and like this mall is opening and we've got these girls who I still was like trying to like place them between high school and college. I kind of feel like maybe last year they were seniors in high school and this year they're in college.
They're freshmen in college or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Like, and I think that also, they kind of sweep it under the rug a little bit, but I think that probably was the same thing to make it seem like, okay, why would she be with him? You know, she's moved on and she's moved
right,
to
and
a whole
she's now
different
older
life.
Where, you know.
And he's still wearing that, what do you call it, a letter jacket. So I felt like that was them saying, okay, he's stuck in high school and she's moving on.
She's moving on. But, she's moving on to a freaking news reporter.
Yeah. Much older than her. But so they just start talking about, you know, this house was burned down and da 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 da, you know, and they kind of casually mean stuff. Well, we already know there's some dude named Eric who's pissed off. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, it's in the title, right?
Yeah, Eric's revenge.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, she talks about, you know, she tells the story or whatever, but like you don't see it till like halfway through the movie. And I don't feel like it was ever set out until about halfway through the movie when they showed the flashback that this was his parents' house. Because they were making it sound like it was his house and he was older or something. And it, like, I was just really confused. I'm like, if it's her boyfriend or like her uncle or what? Like, you know, I was like envisioning like an older person. And like, I was just kind of confused because the way they did, like, I really feel like they should have been a little more rudimentary and just started the damn movie with the fire.
Right.
Like, I think, you know, I think they were trying to be more artistic, but you know what? Sometimes linear storytelling is what you need. And I think this was an
example
of it.
No, I agree.
So the mall, like, okay, here's another thing, talking about him killing people that he shouldn't be killing. Okay, so they burn down his house, and he gets half burned on his head, and they assume he's dead. Whatever. They skitter past that, you know. Whatever.
My biggest problem is, like, how do you just not, because aren't you going to do a funeral for him? Aren't you going to, like, look for the body, find a body? Like,
they said, like, they had, like, a little throwaway line that took care of that. Like, something about, oh, we'll go to the cemetery, and if his casket's empty, blah, blah, blah. But then again, there had to have been a body to start out with. Now, these people are sketchy. They very well could have killed somebody else and stuck that body in the thing. But then why would they assume he was dead?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is very, yeah, it's very, you know, skittery on how all that happened. But, okay, here's the deal. This mall's been being built for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it didn't just, like, get erected, like, magically. Where has he been this whole time? And why was he not killing people on the job site to keep this thing from being built? Cause
That's a good
movie. I
question
know the
because, like,
answer is cause movie. This is just hypothetical, theoretical.
I know. I mean,
Like, I
the
maybe I'm
filmmakers would probably be like,
thinking too
just,
much.
it's just a movie. Why are you
Oh my
making it?
God, we made an 80s horror version of Phantom of the Opera, bitch. Just watch it, like it, and move on.
But see, that's the problem with creating these elaborate backstories. You know, all you gotta do is have it be this Phantom of the Opera be this guy who becomes homeless in some way or another, has to live at the mall. Don't even have to erect a new mall, just make the mall already be open.
And I can already be there. Yeah. Or
Yeah.
like he got killed, like somebody tried to kill him in the parking lot. He got roughed up by the security guards and they thought they killed him and dumped him somewhere. Okay, we're making a better movie than this.
But see,
I was even thinking too, I don't know if anybody's done this. What about like a high school athlete who gets killed at school and haunts and is like haunting the gym and the school? I mean, you could easily do a Phantom of the Opera thing with that
right.
too. It doesn't
So,
have to be a mall.
but
Well, it
well,
does because that's the location that's easy to
yeah, that's
get.
the location. Plus, that was like what was big at that time.
Right.
But the producer of it, Chuck Freeze, who's produced a lot of stuff, you know, and everything. He had a company, you know, he was into distribution. He was, and he had this low budget company, Freeze Entertainment or something like that. And he ended up, from what I've heard in the back, in the behind the scenes, is that he, when he heard this title, Phantom of the Mall, I'm sold. It's cheap. It's easy. We can, you know, right? And then they were like, oh, you could do it for, you know, more money. It was like, why would I want to do it for more money? Then if it was good, people would expect me to keep making good movies, you know, right? And that was
I like that.
yeah. And I like, yeah, because he doesn't care. He just wants to make a cheap movie. And so these things like the backstories and making it make sense, that doesn't matter.
That
There's
just
a
doesn't
fucking
matter.
killer in a
Yeah.
mall killing people.
We got the mall, you
Yeah,
know?
people are killing killed. People aren't going to really, except us who break these movies down and say these things. People aren't going to go around and go, you know, why did that blah 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 happen? Because they're just
Right.
like, oh, somebody died. Oh, somebody died. Oh, cool. You know, like
Yeah.
that's, I think that's
But there's
literally
another
what
person with
happened.
shoulder pads and some more shoulder pads and another shoulder pad. Yeah.
Exactly. You
By
know.
the way, I really liked, I'm assuming Sleuth's was a real restaurant since, you know, they filmed it at a real mall. I really liked her hostess outfit. She had on it was like a suit, like a skirt suit, but like she had this huge pin that was a magnifying glass. It
It was
took me
cute.
forever to realize that. I was like, Sleuth. Oh, because I wonder why she's wearing this tacky magnifying glass on her seat. I was like,
Why
oh,
the hell would you
that's
wear a
kind of
magnifying glass?
cute. That's a cute little gimmick. Yeah,
It is. It's adorable.
it's cute.
I like it. But yeah, I was just like, I don't know. Like watching this movie once again, you just look at it and you go, you know what? It's just a freaking movie with a killer in a mall. And I mean,
Yeah.
honestly, as commentary on the Arrow, here you go, the Arrow, if you can see that real quick,
Nice, nice.
thing. It's got like commentary with the director, moderated by filmmaker Michael Felcher, audio commentary with the disc producer, you know, shop till you drop, you know, 40-minute making of, you know, which is pretty cool because sometimes you only get like 7 minutes of a making of, especially
Yeah,
if it's a
sometimes that's
Hollywood
all
movie.
you want. All you
That's
want
all
and
you
all you
need
need.
is
Some,
7 minutes,
sometimes.
maybe. But 40 minutes, if you really want to dive into the what it took to make this movie, there you go. You know?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm a broken record. Like, I love bad movies. I love good movies. I love there are a lot of movies that I really like that most people would say that's a real steaming pile of shit, that pussy. And but like so when we say it's just a movie from the 80s, like if somebody else said that, like it's just this
Right.
slasher from the 80s with a killer, it could be somebody being dismissive. No, that's like my bread and butter, your bread and butter. So for us just to say that just means it wasn't even bad enough to be good. It was just
It was, I mean, it
so
was.
it's just so middle of the road. I mean, the decapitation is like the one really memorable thing.
I don't know. I liked there was that part where they were on the roof kind of thing, like up at the top and everything. They're like flying, you know.
Yeah, but I thought like the way that the people on, who were on the floor, the way they reacted was like ridiculous.
I mean,
I
it was,
mean,
but
and she isn't
it's what
even
happens when you
making
get
any
extras,
noise.
man. You know, like they.
Oh, well, I don't think these were extras, though. Those look like people who were probably really invited, like to this ball or gala or whatever, and they're like, "Hey, if you just be in this movie, we'll have hors d'oeuvres and champagne for you too."
That's actually not a bad
No,
idea
that's a really good
for
idea.
things. So there
But
you
the
go,
fact that
filmmakers.
she's getting chased by him. Oh, come on, filmmakers, we've been doing this for a million years. We'll feed you. We'll buy you beer and
But
pizza.
yeah, but I'm
Okay.
saying, but what I'm
Maybe
saying is
champagne and
like
lobster, but
make a whole
whatever.
party out of you
Yeah.
guys coming, because you know, because being in a movie, you know, being in a movie is boring. Like if you're just an extra and stuff, because you're sitting there
Even
for
if you're the
hours
lead,
waiting.
it's boring.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's like waiting, waiting, waiting,
Hurry up and
shoot,
wait.
waiting, 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 shoot. You know, so it gets to a
Yeah.
point where it's just like, all right, oh, this happened,
Yeah, at
and.
least if you had like between takes, you guys had like a bowl of snack sticks or something, you know, and could just hang out. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. But yeah, like even she's up in the rafters or whatever, and she's not even making any noise, like going, "Somebody call the police, somebody help." Like, it doesn't make any sense. And they just all are just standing there, like, you know, they're obviously looking at nothing. There's, you know, like,
I like your expression.
here's your eye line, you know, you're looking at this chick doing something. Okay. You know, but like, it just was so unnatural. And like, I don't know. It was so kind of comical because it's like, if you did run into that, if you did see that, I don't know what you would think. Like, are these people making a YouTube video? Is one of them chasing the other? If that's the case, I don't know which is chasing whom. Like, no one seemed to be the menacing one, and no one seemed to be the victim. You know, it was just two people who were like on the monkey bars. I don't know.
I know,
And
I agree.
I tell you what, if you burn off half your face and half of your head, do yourself a favor, folks. Just shave the rest of your head. There's no point in just having like the left side of your head have this long hair.
I think, wasn't that the Ben of the Opera thing too, though? Like, wasn't that supposed to be a part of
I
that? Like, I thought
don't
that
care.
was the
Well, he wore the
whole.
mask. That's enough. But I mean, no, okay, but the Phantom of the Opera took place in a completely different time period. I
I
mean, like,
know, but I'm
we're
just like, I
right.
think that was the only reason they
Probably,
did
but
that. They kept that. Or maybe the
I'm
guy was like, I'm not
sure.
shaving this part of my head, you know.
It seems so ridiculous. Like, you could make yourself look about 10 times better. You know, just keep that ball cap on and shave that head, and you might be able to go out in public there, buddy.
Maybe.
Except for his eyeball.
Or just get somebody who's naturally, you know, like more bald, you know, and shit, and just, you know, or whatever, usually used
Yeah.
to shaving their head as the actor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I thought the guy who played Eric was okay, in it. Like he
Yeah.
didn't really, you know, he didn't really make me go, oh man, this guy's a great actor, you know?
Yeah, they really needed someone who could do the range a little better because he just didn't really quite he well, we never really got to see him. Like, we got 30 seconds of like them walking into the house or something. Like, we never really got to see him as a normal
Like
person.
as a normal person, that kind of was a bummer.
That probably would have helped a little bit to see it again, a little more backstory. Like, we just started with the fire and we start with their date,
Yeah,
you know,
why
ease
didn't we
into
have the
it.
flashback start in the beginning of the movie? Like,
Yeah, that's I think the biggest issue in retrospect.
yeah, well, I mean,
Well,
what can you do
okay,
now?
I don't know if it's the biggest one, but I mean, it's just like we never got to see what his normal personality is. And they kind of rely on, oh, well, you like her, so he's got to at least be all right. You know, like you can't, like they don't want you to care about him, or they were just lazy about it, one way or the other.
Probably lazy. I mean, I think it comes down to the point of like the writing was, you know, rewritten but and completely rewritten or whatever to be the
Yeah.
way that, you know, the studio, the producers wanted it to be
Yeah, but
and
the
whatnot.
original script might have sucked. We don't know.
I don't know. I can't say. I would have
Just
loved to
because
see
the
the original.
writers didn't like what happened doesn't mean that their script was better.
By the way, this has nothing to do with this movie, but I just was watching Clueless for the first time in like forever, and I love that movie. I went to look at the script for Amy Heckerling, and I guess it's like the original like first draft or something. You can see the structure of everything there, but it is so unfunny and not, it's not what we know. 'Cause almost like in that movie, every line is like, hilarious, right? Like it starts out really funny from the very second, and then it just keeps going. That movie, that script didn't have it, and it made me like go, oh man, I have hope then, because I'm writing comedy, and I'm like, maybe my first draft won't be what it'll later on become and
You've
whatnot.
got to think that most comedy is not going to be the same from start to finish at
Right.
all, just because
No.
you don't know what's going to land or not land.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, just in real life, that just even
Well, that's
happens. You know, you say something stupid and everybody in the room like just erupts in laughter and you're like, well, I guess I'll say that again.
Lee Whannell said it best on this like thing on Insidious 2, Chapter 2. He said basically the fact is like, when you're a writer, and then you actually are also the actor, you have to say the lines you say, and then you realize if you're good or not. Because like sometimes it lands, and then you're like, oh, that's great. And sometimes it does not land, and you have to come up with something,
You
you have
have
to
to have
work
the
it
good
out.
jokes and you have to have the cast who can deliver them.
And that's
And
what I feel about for
also
this
you have to have,
movie.
I think in comedy a lot of times, I mean like 90% of the time I'm sure, you have to have wiggle room so
And
that your actors can actually do what they want to do. I mean, they're you hired them because they're funny. Let them be actually funny. So
right.
I get that.
Well, I sort of
It's just
agree. It was
iconic.
sort of,
This
so
one is not
this
iconic.
well, this movie's not really meant to be funny, though. There might be some comedy in it, but it's not really meant to be funny.
Very, very little,
You
if
know?
any.
Yeah.
I think the thing with the security guards watching the girls undress, that was supposed to be the comedic relief.
Right.
And it just, I mean, maybe back then it worked for comedic relief, but right now it's just so cringy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, none of those girls have a bra on, like,
This
and they're
movie
just
is.
walking around. Every single one of them has their curtain open and they're just out with a bra. Like, no, you go in, you change your clothes, you get all your stuff where it's supposed to be, and then you do a grand entrance out and go, so, do you guys like this? I mean,
Right. And there's a little bit of nudity, if I remember correctly. It's been a little
Well,
bit since I watched it.
there's boobs there, and then there is like the sex scenes, but I don't think they really had any. Oh
No,
no, the
there.
girl did show her boobs and
Oh,
actually
yes, that's
looked her
right.
up,
That's
and
right.
she was a Playboy playmate. So
That would make sense.
that would be an incredible waste if you hired her, frumped her up the entire thing, put her hair in French braids, and then not show her boobs at least once.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. You hire a Playboy playmate from that time period, especially, you better
You would expect.
she better be naked. Because like if she's like, no, I don't want to do nudity anymore, I'd be like, sorry, Ian. Like
Okay,
this
you
is
know
a
what movie you signed up for, right? Like, it's not like this is like Shakespeare in the Park, girl.
now nowadays, like a lot of horror is getting to where there's not as much nudity, and that's because of the internet and the fact that anybody can just Google boobs and you can see it.
Well,
And
and because you can keep it PG-13 and have a wider audience too. I mean,
there's that,
there's a
but
lot of reasons.
there's a lot of reasons,
Back
and
in
you're right.
the 80s, being rated R was like, yes, it's rated R, and like, so
Is
we get that big.
unrated the new rated R then?
No, it was not rated for a while. Like,
Well,
it wasn't
right, but
that. And then
now
they
it's
changed
unrated
that to
now.
M for mature. Yeah, but unrated? No, not really, because I think so many people are used to like watching, I don't know, at least in my realm, used to watching movies that aren't put out by a big distributor and don't have, they're just not going to have a rating.
I'm gonna create my own rating system, like
Oh, that would be
fuck this shit,
funny.
like why not? I mean, what's the, what's the MPAA gonna do? You know, like, hey, how dare you create your own rating system? You
maybe
know,
you'll win like a lawsuit, like, you know, break up their monopoly.
I'm gonna call MPAA anyway. I'm gonna call the Moody Picture Association of America. And what are they gonna do? You know, they're gonna be like, you can't be the MPAA. We're the MPAA.
I don't know. WWE. Look what happened to them, man. It used to be the WWF.
Yeah.
But World Wildlife Federation had better lawyers. Is what it all amounts
to.
Oh,
shit, for real? Is that what happened? It makes sense now. But I'm like,
because
if you look up WWF, you don't see World Wildlife Wrestling Federation.
World Wildlife Federation.
World Wildlife Federation. That's funny. It's completely different. By the way, my dog has stopped in to say hello.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah, he's here for a little bit, but he's sitting in my lap. He's just so if you hear a little like jingling, it's him.
Mine's over here too with her little collar that says "fucker" on it.
Nice. We don't. My family wouldn't do that. Like, I don't. We're not that cool, you know. Right, Rocky. We're not that.
We
cool.
are.
Yeah, apparently you guys
it's all
are.
Like pink and sparkly, and it just says "fucker" all the way around it. From Betty
Nice.
Pooch, go visit Betty Pooch online. They have a lot of horror gear for your dogs and cats as well.
What's it called?
Betty Pooch.
Betty Pooch, nice.
Yep.
When I said pooch, his ears perked up. He knows that word. So anyway,
You know who I liked in this movie, and I'm not going to say Rob Estes because his character kind of was just bleh, but you know he was cute. I really liked her friend, and the other blonde, and I almost feel like if they had swapped it, like I might have liked this movie better if she was the lead. Maybe not the same character, but if they had her as the lead.
Yeah, if she had stayed the same character that she had, and then she was the love interest of the guy, I think I would have liked it better.
Yeah, because there's like that weird mousy, like, I'm just a bored victim or something that the lead girl
it's
had
so
that I just
annoying.
didn't. And then they try to make her sexy by putting her in the sex scenes and stuff, and it just didn't. I was like, yeah, I don't care about her. I want to cut her hair. I want to pull her sweater up off her butt. You know, like all I wanted to do was like demousify this woman.
Well, I
but
mean,
I
maybe
liked
that
the
was a
friend.
Little bit
The
of
friend
reason
had
why, but
personality.
right.
She had spunk.
And was it Pauly Shore was in her?
Oh
You
yeah,
know.
we haven't even talked about. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it was his first, like, big movie, I guess. I mean, he had done, I think at that time, he might have still been on, like, or started MTV or doing the stuff with that. But, like, he really, I mean, he broke out in Encino Man or whatever. It was his real big claim to fame. But before then, this was a movie, like, and I didn't even know he was in it when I bought it. So when I saw him in the movie, I'm like, yes, a young Pauly Shore. He's
And
so
you know
nice.
he's actually he like what I don't know what I called him. I was like, oh yeah, he's the stoner with a heart or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like he's the one you would think would be all like stupid and irresponsible. He's the one that's like going and like helping all his friends and stuff, you know,
Yeah.
like out of peril.
He like gets her out of work to go help find the girl, you know, like she's in trouble.
Yeah.
We need to find
Yeah,
her.
and then like yeah, they break into the security office to find the girl. And
Like
yeah, let's see. This he did a few things. He was like I'm Married with Children before this, 18
oh
again
wow.
For Keeps. Hey, 21 Jump Street. He was
Was
on
that
one
18
episode.
again with what's his name? George Burns? Is that 18 again?
Yeah.
I
I
need
mean,
to
I don't
see
know what
that.
he did, but
I need to see that again. It's years, so I have not seen that movie. I used to be a huge George Burns, like when he got old and he started doing all that, like the God movies and
yeah, oh
stuff.
God, you
Oh God, yeah, you
God, you
devil,
devil
and
there, yeah.
yeah, I love that shit. Like I just, George Burns was the man. Just an old man smoking a cigar, knowing like, you
Yeah.
know, he's the shit, really. You
About
know,
5 feet tall and
yeah.
yeah.
You know, so every time I saw him, I would be like, oh, there's George Burns. That's awesome. So I would watch all the old George Burns movies and stuff. And I remember 18 again. He became 18 again, you know, and I've been fascinated with stuff like that since like Big, you know, where you get to, you know, do that.
Freaky
So
Friday.
Freaky Friday or, you know, Vice Versa, you know, or whatever, all that body swap type movies and shit
Yeah.
like that, you know, kind of always.
That's the funny thing that like that's that Pauly Shore's the last one that we mentioned in this, because I think that most people would assume he was supposed to be the comedic relief, and he was a little bit, just, but it's only because he put that like fake ear in
Yeah,
the
in the
yogurt.
yogurt.
Yeah, just so they could have that like very elaborate, like build up to her getting the eyeball. She
Yeah.
didn't even take a bite of it or anything. It's just
Well,
weird. Like,
it would have been funnier if she took a bite of it and then she's like, ah, like, you know, maybe it would have been too gross. I don't know. Maybe in
yeah.
80s,
And
they had more standards in the 80s than now. Now it's just like, we don't, you know, well, I guess now is a
don't know
little bit
about that.
different. A little different.
But I guess that whenever there is like a big motorcycle with a sidecar on display in the mall in the 80s, the keys are just in it.
That's a trope in like almost every movie. I'm like,
Yes.
I've never seen like
I'm
not
gonna
every
hot
movie.
wire it. Oh,
Yeah.
we're going,
Yeah. Like, yeah, like that, like that's as easy as it looks.
Or
But
look under the visor, man.
that's the thing. Like everybody always says, you go into a car, just look under and, you know, look at the, you know, pull the thing down, you'll see the keys. And I'm like, who the fuck does that? Like, I don't know anybody who puts
People in
keys.
movies
But
who are stupid, apparently.
well, no, but
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, well, people they are stupid, and they every writer who puts that in there is doing it because it's an easy way to get them out of a
Yeah.
situation
Yeah.
where
It's
where.
it's like this, like, oh, I have no signal. I mean, they're just little things that they just,
They
that
have to
they're just like,
use in
okay,
order to keep the story going.
shut up, because we don't want to spend a bunch of time showing how she got the goddamn keys, blah blah blah, blah. So just use your imagination. The keys were in the car, okay?
Keys were in the car. Keys are
Yeah.
already in the driver. You know, driver's car. You know, that, who cares?
My car, if I leave my keys in my car beeps at me.
Well, see, that's nowadays. Back then, it didn't
Yeah.
do that. Nowadays, you have to write a whole thing of like, you know, the beeping, and you still don't realize it or something, you know,
Yeah.
or whatever. Because people will be like, "Hey, my car beeps." You know, it doesn't make sense
Yeah.
now. You know,
Yeah.
I don't know. Nowadays, you're kind of screwed. You really have to think of like elaborate ways for somebody to be able to hotwire a car, or, you know,
Yeah. Yeah.
or steal it, or
Or
hail down.
again, the thing that I referenced, getting around the fact that every one of us carries a GPS on
Yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And in the United States, where 90% of our country is covered with, well, 10, 20, 40 G, like it's just like to get, like you just have to go, okay,
Well, you
let's
say
just.
that, but like, there's an actor, and this is sad. This is very sad, and I forgot which actor it was, and that's even sadder. There's an actor who's actually out in the wild somewhere, nobody can find him, and he went hiking.
Julian Sands.
Julian Sands,
He
fucking.
got killed. He probably slipped and fell instantly.
Well, does any have the body even been recovered yet?
No, I mean they won't probably be able to till like, spring.
Jesus,
But
that's oh yeah, okay, so because of man,
yeah.
that sucks, man, because I loved
But I
him.
mean, if you're like, and he was climbing a mountain too. I mean, like this isn't set on a mountain, like most
Right.
movies aren't set on a mountain. They're maybe in a
Yeah.
cabin where you can maybe be like, oh shit, I have no signal. But yeah, you walk, okay, what's the first thing you do when you walk into an Airbnb or a hotel? You grab your phone and you hook up to the Wi-Fi
Right.
like instantly. So
Yeah, when
it
you're
kind
out
of
in the
blows.
wild, you can't really do that. So, you know, if this movie were set in like you know, in the woods instead of the mall, you know, there might be
Yeah, well, we didn't
things
have
like,
signal anyway because that didn't exist.
yeah, though
But
cell phones didn't exist back then.
yeah, just the whole tropey thing. I don't even remember where we were going with that, but
Well, we're talking about different stuff like that. The keys are in the car already and shit, which is ridiculous. And then there's the guy that's that killed him, that, you know, that goes after her and everything like that, and you know, and so I just that whole
That
whole
was
bit
just
was
one subplot too many for
yeah.
me. And that guy, and that was another thing too. I kept thinking the guy with the dangly earring. I'm like, wait, no. Oh, I have seen this movie. No, I haven't. Just that's the greasy guy. Like just
Yeah.
that look. That's what they do to make a guy look like, oh, he's the dude who's the thug.
Well, here's another thing though. Morgan Fairchild. At one point, I go, she's got to be in on the whole thing. Then there was a time where I was like, going, maybe she really doesn't know anything's going on. Then, yeah, then you find out she's kind of, she knows what's going on, you know, she just, or whatever. So
Which is kind of stupid. Like you've got all, yeah, it's, yeah,
well, it's
that,
power.
like, and there you go, there's another subplot that was too, yeah, but just that whole thing of like, oh, and now you got these like goons that work for the mayor who are like gonna defend the mall, and like, what the
Wait.
fuck,
I mean, I
it
can
was just
understand if
one
the
too
mall
many.
was like
We have an incident at Central
political
Park.
conspiracy place, you know, like they were using it as a front to do something to like, you know, to power the city or something,
Yeah,
you know,
right.
but
Like, or yeah, like there was something more nefarious going
yeah,
on,
but there
but it was
wasn't.
just
And the reason why.
all this chick wanted was to like go run for office in a bigger town. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
there was nothing like, yeah, terrible going on. Nobody was
Yeah.
like, yeah. I
It
don't
was
know. No
just
money laundering or
and
anything,
there
you
couldn't
know.
be any because they would have found Eric, you know, if they had gone down
Yeah.
underneath and looked around in the mall, you know. I mean, you would think that some security guard that's in the mall would go to every single room and find the fucking, you know,
Yeah.
lair that this guy has, but no, nobody. If they did, now that would have been a cool, like, little subplot thing going too, is if there were security guards who go missing because they keep trying to find this one place and, you know, and everything like that. But then they just call the
Yeah.
cops or whatever, and then, you know, the cops would bust down the thing and
Yeah,
kill
one would
Eric.
like to think that the security guards might notice, but you know.
Well, I mean, and
Trope.
also, I think that the boss, the owner of the mall guy,
Yeah.
who it's his the you know he's the one who ordered the house to be burned down and all this other shit and too much shit going on,
Yeah,
you know.
there's, yeah, like, yeah, we're going like, yeah, and then you've got like the greasy guy with the earring, and yeah, the mall owner, and like, yeah,
Wouldn't it
whenever
be
you start
cooler if
mixing
that
this
was?
shit.
Because it was a fake ear. Wouldn't that have been cooler if it was the real ear, you know, or whatever? Like, if
Oh,
there was,
yeah.
you know, like the next time it wasn't eyeballs, it was another ear. And then she was like, oh, and but this was the real ear.
And then, like, what's the point of his son, Tom Bradley Friedley, however you say your name? Sorry. What was the point of his son being like a rando douchebag? Was he supposed to be like a red herring or something, or just
No,
there for the
because the whole
body
time we know it's
count?
Eric doing
Yeah,
it.
that's true. It's on the fucking box.
Yeah, we know it's Eric doing it. It's not like there's another
Yeah,
serial
we don't
killer
need a
killing
red
people.
herring.
Well, there's also the guy, the other guy, the one who set the fire and everything. He's supposed to look like he's like this serial killer or something, you know? Like he's supposed to look like, you know, they're making everybody look out like to be and I sort of get it where there's sort of these villains that you sort of aren't supposed to like, you know, so that when Eric, the good guy, kills them, you know, you sort of,
Whenever they blow, when you blow up their mall, you don't feel so
you
bad.
don't feel so bad. But like, you know, like these characters just, it becomes a problem of like, okay, so is everybody in this town a fucking douchebag? Like,
Yes,
you know what I mean?
everybody
Like,
but Pauly Shore, god
Pauly
damn it.
Shore and the girl, the mousy girl and her friend,
Yeah,
like
and
those,
yeah,
and Rob Estes, you know,
you know
all of
what, the
them.
four of them go double date at Sleuth.
I would love that. Like,
Yeah.
you know, I would have been okay with that at the
Oh,
end.
that restaurant looked like something straight out of Silk Stockings too.
God, I haven't seen Silk Stockings in forever. Actually, I was
Oh, I
too
haven't
young
either.
to watch it when I was a kid. And well, I mean, I
Yeah.
wasn't too young, but you know what I mean? It played late night
Well,
or
you were. I mean, yeah, I played at night, and that was like my teenage years.
yeah, so
And it's like there's nothing else on, and it's USA, and you've got Silk Stockings, and you've got Up All Night. I mean, USA
I
used to
watched
be the
Up All,
shit.
well, I knew of Up All Night, and I didn't
Yeah.
even know
Well,
Gilbert
Silk
Gottfried was on it.
Stockings, Silk Stockings for the longest time was on just once a week. It was like
Yeah.
a regular show, but then it hit like syndication or whatever. And Rob Estes decided to leave and go to Melrose Place, so
I'm
they
not.
killed off his character. And I would not recommend watching any of Silk Stockings after he leaves.
Okay. I will keep that in mind if I ever get a
If
copy
you
of it.
ever decide to binge Silk Stockings, just stop at
I'll probably
the
still. I can't just stop, even if I know it's going to be bad. I'll be like,
Yeah,
you know
I can't
what?
even remember who her new partner and stuff is, but
Yeah, well, it's kind
anyway.
of like when Brenda leaves 90210 and Tiffany Amber Thiessen takes over. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
You know, like
good
it's like we
riddance.
shouldn't like the show. It's been going on for like way too long already. Melrose Place went on for way too long, but I had to see how it ended. Like I just, you know, I wanted to know.
I
And I didn't
liked
even like
those
the ending. I was
shows.
like, the ending is kind of weak, you know, but you
And
know.
didn't, am I wrong in saying Kelly Rutherford was also on the OC?
That sounds familiar. Maybe.
Let me see. As I get on my IMDb and I've got the movie 18 again pulled up, things you never thought you'd say. Gossip Girl. There we go. Not the
Okay,
OC. But yeah, but
Gossip
I
Girl.
knew she was on like a soap,
Oh,
2000s
she
show.
was on Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. as well. I need to rewatch that show. So I was just talking about there's somebody else that was on that show that we mentioned yesterday. Cool. I like that. You know, I love Bruce Campbell, man. Like, I'm sorry. My mom loves Bruce Campbell. I can't believe that I am like that. You know, because I know him from Evil Dead. I know him from all his other shit. You know, she knows him from fucking that big show he did, Burn Notice or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so she knows him from that, and she's like, and she knows that like I've gone to these conventions where he's at, but I've never actually met him. You know, I met Sam Raimi, I met Ted Raimi, but I didn't meet Bruce yet, and it's just hasn't happened. You know, I'm sure I will at some point at a convention, but it hasn't happened. And he's like, "You're a friend," you know, and I'm like, "What friend are you talking about? Your friend, you blah 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 blah," and I'm like, "Are you talking about Bruce Campbell? I never met him. Like,
My friend.
you
So
know."
it's fun. It's funny that you're, see, if Bruce Campbell's listening, Bruce, you've got a whole new generation apparently of people who like you, because I have the same thing. So my dad, like, has recently, within the last few years, he started watching horror movies like on Pluto or Tubi or something. And
That's the good places to watch them.
he's never watched a horror movie ever. And he starts watching all these movies and he's like, "What's the one you like? The guy with the mask?" I mean, like, he is that clueless. Like, he didn't pay attention to
Oh, he didn't know
anything.
Friday the 13th.
Right. He didn't pay attention to any of those kinds of movies back in the 80s, 90s, whatever. Well, I was over at his house like maybe 6 months ago. He's like, "Have you ever seen that Ash and the Evil Dead?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, that's pretty funny. I really like that guy." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Have you ever seen Evil Dead?" "No." I'm like,
You
"Army of Darkness?"
should
"No."
watch those movies.
Here I am, the younger daughter, telling the dad, giving him the recommendation of the Evil Dead, which
Yeah, nice.
a movie that came out when I was 5. So
By the
that
way,
he should have known about.
my dad and I watched Friday the 13th, the first one, when in the 90s, sometime in the 90s on USA, because remember USA used to
Oh yeah.
showcase them on freaking until they rebranded
They
themselves. It
used
became
to,
the
yeah,
Burn
they used,
Notice channel, you know, or whatever.
right. When they were cool, they played Silk Stockings and
Silk
Friday the 13th.
Stockings and Friday the 13th and Revenge of the Nerds and all these other
Yeah.
things that they just don't play anymore.
Oh yeah.
But my dad was watching it going because he did not know because this was pre-Scream, you know, or whatever.
Right.
But he didn't know that wasn't Jason. So he was like, why is that girl getting into a car with a guy in a hockey mask? Like, I was like, Dad, you just gotta keep watching. Because I knew the answer, I think, you know, or whatever. So it's kind of funny. I remember that because, like, my dad does not like watch horror films. He watched The Shining somewhat recently, kind of in the last 10 years, you know, or whatever. And only he would not watch it because it sound like the music was terrifying in the first 5 seconds of the movie. And he was just like, nope, yep. Turned it off. And so after I was like, dude, you gotta watch the whole thing. It's amazing. It's just a great movie. It's not a great horror, not just a great horror film. It's a great movie, you know? And he loved it, you know, when he actually watched it. So I mean, there's, you
Yeah.
trying to break him into horror, but he's really, it's not his, not my mom or my
Not his
dad's
thing.
thing,
No.
you know. And
Mine neither. So it was definitely my thing.
I don't know how I became like a horror person, you know, like my family wasn't into it, but I liked it ever since I was a kid. I liked to be scared. Ghostbusters is the one that got me into scary stuff, you know. So blame Bill Murray. So all right,
Okay,
well,
so
we are at that time now.
that time where we've gone so full circle, we don't even know how to close the
I don't even know
circle.
what we're
I
talking
don't
about.
know.
Phantom of the Mall, like
Phantom of the Mall at some point, and it would probably have
some
to be
Eric's
80s
Revenge. I don't know,
Ghostbusters. I don't know.
but anyway, I want to say thank you so much, Rebecca, because this is awesome start to the season. We got some great ones coming. I sent you, well, you know what yours is coming up next. I guess do you want to say it yet, or do you think you might change your
Yeah,
mind?
let's just wait.
Let's just wait. All right, we'll announce it later. Yeah, so we got another one coming. Did you see the one? Have you seen the one I mentioned to you? The other one is, it's on Tubi, you know.
I'll have to look and let you know which
Okay,
one
let me know
it
later. So we got some
Oh
interesting
yeah,
things.
I own both of them. Our
Okay,
next 2 months, so I'm good.
I own, yeah. So I own one of them, but I think the other one is available on Tubi as well. So. Or not. If not, I think I might own it. I don't know. Yeah, I own a lot of movies. So anyway, I just want to say thank you, and everybody else, thank you guys so much. I mean, this is the third season. I'm surprised Rebecca's, you know, still on, you know, or whatever. She's so
I'm here
busy.
for the 80s. I am
I
busy, but
know.
I like to make time for fun things every once in a while.
Well, it's just like it's gonna be. It gets to the summertime is when everybody starts actually acting in movies and being called in to do stuff. So I won't be surprised if by the summer, all of a sudden things kind of die down a little bit, or we have to record a couple of them ahead of time or something, you know,
Yeah.
or whatever. So we'll
Well,
make it work.
we'll make it work.
Yep,
But
that's
thank
what
you
we do
guys for
here.
listening to us yip yap about
Yep.
Phantom of the Mall.
If yep, Phantom of the Mall. And if you haven't seen it, go buy it. It's on free on Arrow. I think it might on be on Tubi or so. So go check it out. I mean, you own it,
Very
right?
middle of the road. No, I watched it on a Friend's Plex, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So there you go, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And till next month, have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Bye.